1620 94.5 WTAW, College Station's the 51st city to become a music-friendly Texas community. Governor's office made an announcement to that designation. Then the city council passed a resolution to create a music-friendly advisory committee. Mark Smith, part of the 6-1 vote approving the resolution.
Having live music to see locally is something that will just improve the quality of life in our town.
Councilman Bob Yancey calling on the committee and city staff to use the designation as a tool to create music business-related economic development.
Make this something more than a bunch of folks strumming a guitar around a campfire, okay? I mean, we've got Wolf Pen Creek Amphitheater. It sits largely empty.
Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna, who supports the committee, voted against the resolution because the city manager is appointing members and it'll be difficult for the public to participate.
A member of the general public that isn't already connected with that inner circle doesn't really have the chance to apply to be on it because there's no public way to access it without going in through that inner circle door. The city council appointed board has to be calendared and anyone can come and listen and also has an open door for anyone that is interested to apply.
Dennis Maloney among those agreeing that committee members would be appointed by the city manager.
Musicians are just a different kind of animal. They get together and they're going to know who they want to work with, or who should be working, who you should bring into your group.
Associated with the governor's announcement, there is a certification ceremony at the TAP in College Station. The public invited to the free event on Thursday, November 2nd, starting at 6:30. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.